white hot with a my kush roll, 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 my kush roll.
Scheme and I was like, nah, I like stability. I ain't playing them games.
Yeah, I didn't take a vow of poverty as a child. It just wasn't it. I was like, nah, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing it, man. I'm not, especially
in these streets.
Not in these streets, bro. I'm just thankful to be employed at this point. Because honestly, I be hearing like what other people like we graduated with stuff, and people just in our general age bracket, and I'm like, God damn.
Yeah. And I don't judge, though. Keep me wrong. I don't judge. If you're happy with that, like, hey, rock it out.
Oh, yeah, but no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that did the work and got the education and is looking for a job.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's dry.
Yeah.
It's dry.
Yeah. But the thing is that I can't have that be a handicap for me, right? Like, just knowing that it's dry is not going to, like you said, it's not going to keep me here for 10 years. I'm still going to making moves. Like,
No. But I just like to make the moves when time is right.
Oh,
like,
it's all about timing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't just be out there talking about, I'll quit if you don't. Then, like, all right, go. Because you're like, damn, fuck
it up. I ain't got no savings. Been living paycheck to paycheck.
He said, so this credit card bill ain't gonna get paid, and so now you're just shuffling the debt. Is that what this is coming back down to? Yeah, you're just shuffling the debt.
Just a deck of cards. Going into your bathroom and weeping silently into a towel.
You know, I shouldn't laugh because there was definitely a point after college that I definitely did that, because, you know, I wasn't where I thought I would be after I got that piece of paper.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I had a breakdown moment one time where I was like screaming in the room. Yep. I was like, nothing's worked out the way I thought it would. I'm a failure.
And then 5 years later, I was like, yeah, I got that shit together.
Yeah, man, it's always darkest before the dawn.
It's always darkest before the dawn. It's always. And we'll always be here for you. Welcome to another episode of Speaker Box Seattle Podcast Season 4, To settle the score. This is Frank Massachusetts,
yes!
AKA
yes!
Bubble Bath Jones.
Yes. And this is your girl, Bangham Smith. But I fully endorse that.
I knew I'd get one eventually. But before we get into this episode, we're going to hit you with the shameless plugs.
Oh, if you want to find past or future episodes of Speaker Box Seattle Podcast, head to one of our various platforms, being iTunes, Podomatic, or Stitcher. If you want a one-stop shop for all of that, plus some our social media accounts and some content from time to time, go to our website, which is speakerbox.com. That is
S-P-K-R-B-X.
S-P-K-R-B-X.com.
It's so good. So good.
And if you have a question, comment, episode idea, go ahead and drop us a line at our email address, being speakerboxseattle@gmail.com. That's speakerboxnormalspelling@gmail.com.
All right. And for season 4, we have a new segment that we're going to start off this episode with. It is called The Fuss. Fucked Up Situation Scenario with Frank Massachusetts and Bangham Smurfette. Where we provide you a fucked up scenario. And the only thing to get you out of it is your in-depth knowledge of hip hop. All right. So, nice. Smurf, you're popping.
You know, from week to week, it varies between, it oscillates between I'm popping and I fell off.
It's always extremes. Look, this is the game. There are peaks and valleys.
Okay,
there are peaks
and valleys. This week I'm popping.
So, listen.
So, I'm not at the Emerald Queen Casino.
No, you're not at the Emerald Queen Casino with Montel and Jordan trying to figure out his career. No. So, you're popping.
Okay.
Just number ones after number ones number ones, right?
Okay.
All of a sudden, you're like, you know what? I want to be behind the boards. I want to be on the mic no more. I want to be behind the boards. So you start A&R-ing. You're A&R-ing at Atlanta. No, you're A&R-ing at Rock Nation, right? Okay. You walk into the studio just trying to get a feel of who's there. You talk to the secretary, and she's like, yeah, J. Cole's in studio number 4. So you walk in there. He's like, what's up, Triple OG? You know what I'm saying? I big you up. I respect you because you had hits back in the day. He plays you one of his tracks. It's a love song. Singing to bitches. Spending money on hoes.
Okay.
It gets to the hook. not only was it produced by J. Cole, written by J. Cole, album art by J. Cole, mixed down by J. Cole, the hook is him singing.
Yeah.
Hitting notes. Mm. Notes. Mm. Notes.
Okay.
He turns it off. He says, "What do you think?" And you say, yeah, that's cool. I feel like there's someone else here that we should try and let them sing the hook just to hear him out, just to hear him out.
Okay.
But these are the people that okay. are in the studio. And you have to pick the three to sing on this track. Ashanti. A-Marie. Or Maya.
I knew it was going to be Maya.
To make it a hit. Remember, you're just now an A&R and you're like, "Listen, J. Cole, I can make this hit for you."
So, okay, is the hook already written?
It's already written. They okay. just got to sing it.
That's important. Okay, that's important piece of this
and
puzzle.
And it's Ashanti, A-Marie, and Maya.
Now, for those of you who don't know who any of those people are, just go to the
Do your Googles. Do your Googles.
I'm going to go with Maya.
Really? You think you would go with Maya?
I'll go with Maya.
Why is that? Why?
I think it's just because at the end of the day, I really want her to win.
Damn it.
And I feel like she didn't fall, like the talent's there, right?
Right.
She didn't fall off. She more of kind of like disappeared.
So what's the difference?
I mean, I feel like one is like intentional.
Okay, so who's the intentional one?
Hey, come on, man. You already know. Okay. Like, Avery right. and Ashanti didn't have no choice. There was no demand.
That shit just was like, we over it?
Yeah. Over I it? Mean, the fact that, like, let's be real. Okay, out of the two of them, A-Marie has a little bit more
range.
We want to call it. La. She's always sharp.
Yeah.
She's so sharp.
It's very sharp. We're just like,
sharp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, wait. Girl, like, bring your levels.
Bring it down.
Your
a
levels.
Bit. Just a little
You're
bit.
A little sharp.
You got some autotune on that? just throw it on there.
And Ashanti ain't never been able to sing.
Ashanti had hits. You know she sang the J-Lo parts, right? And all those J-Lo Ja Rule songs? That's Ashanti singing.
What are you talking about?
So, the I'm Real song, listen to the voice, that's Ashanti.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can believe that. Actually, now I think I can actually hear it.
Like... Right. Yeah, it's Ashanti singing. All right, so we're going with Maya. Because yeah, you said the talent's there.
The talent's there.
Amorish, too sharp, and you say Ashanti's falling off.
Falling? Like, in the act of falling? No.
She was just on tour with Ja Rule. They were performing the hits.
They had the audacity.
$35 a ticket.
No, $50.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to goodness. Get the fuck out of here. And I kept checking back to see if it was on Groupon. I wasn't going to go anyways, but I wanted to laugh my ass off when I saw it on Groupon for $3.
Talk
Groupon
about I need to
be sunning people.
90% off. They'd be like, "Listen, I'm trying to get rid of these tickets. It's taking up inventory space. We need to get rid of it right now.
We got
95%
off. We got to make room for the summer mixtapes. I got to clear out this trunk. I got all these tickets.
I got all these Ja Rule tickets.
I got all these fall Ashanti and Ja Rule mixtapes. I need to move them."
But they sold out. That was the thing. I don't know.
I don't believe it.
I believe it was something like, if it was a 9,000 person venue, I want to say it was about maybe 6,000 paid and 3,000 handed out.
Yeah, I don't believe that sold out. And they probably like sectioned off a part of like the venue.
To make it look fuller.
So it was only like 4,000 that we needed to fill.
Hey, venue techniques.
That's a lot of people still showing up, though, for Ja Rule and Ashanti.
Hey, the legends. They had hits. And I know you're getting by.
The greatest song of all time.
The greatest.
And video. The visuals for that.
He did a karate kick outside of the helicopter.
Did this really happen, or did I make it up? Was he rolling on the ground?
No, he really was rolling on the ground. While singing the, and I know you're getting by. And that was today's segment of The Fuss, Fucked Up Situation Scenario with Frank Massachusetts and Bangham Smurfette. All right. So back to Speaker Box Seattle podcast, where we dissect and disseminate fuck shit out of everyday people's lives. Ain't nothing more fuck shit than this episode right here.
Oh, yeah.
So what we talking about today is where to meet people. Where? And the reason why I say this is fuck shit is because I feel that there's a generational gap. And one way of talking to people is appropriate for that generation. And then for the next one, it's either creepy or it's extremely disrespectful, right? Case in point, holler at females on the street. There was a generation where that was just what you did. Now it's kind of disrespectful and it's kind of creepy. And,
yeah, it is.
Right.
Yeah, that was a thing.
That was a thing. That's how you had to holler at people, right?
And so, why was that? Was it because there was no social media?
There was no social media.
So you saw a bitch and you...
you may never see that bitch again. So you go, hey, Shawty, Shawty, Shawty. And you got to let them know. So that's what we're going to get into. We're going to get into where it's okay or where you would want to meet people in today's society. Anything you want to add to this? Anything you want to add to this?
It's just hard in these streets. Like, I sympathize with my single friends because we talk about this on a regular basis and they look at me like I'm supposed to have some answers. And I'm like, I don't know. If I was to end up single today.
That's what we're going with. We're going with the premise with if you were end up single today, I'm going to present some scenarios and then we're going to see if it works out.
It would just be bad in these streets.
Because you've been out the game for so long?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I think my... Bruh, there's background to it, but I just have a real, real heavy suspicion rooted in some sort of reality that my game's all fucked up. I don't know how to act anymore. And I'm too grown for shit.
That, you can't do fuckboys. That's the thing. There are fuckboys in these streets now.
But it's they're majority. Running rampant. It's like dominated by fuckboys.
Running rampant.
And I see it. It's like, see something, say something. I see it's a fuckboy and I gotta call it out. And be like, no, sir, you're a fuckboy.
Are you putting people on blast? Is that what you're doing
right now? Yes, that's why I wouldn't survive in these streets.
Damn it.
As a single lady.
Because you don't got that time? You
don't have the time? I don't have the time. They say, like, once you over 30, like, you don't have the time anymore.
To be doing fuckboy shit?
No.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, I do know a couple of women, older ladies.
Who are still fucking with fuckboys?
Yeah, and it's such a bad look.
But that might be their type, right? So it's like, this is more about you than anything else. You like fuck shit. You like dealing with fuck shit.
Why? Okay. No, there's so much. Anywho, meeting people.
All right. So meeting people, right? All right. So what do you feel is the hardest part now? Do you feel it's because the rules have changed and it may not be to your liking? Or is it that we just got a new brand of fuckboys out here that you're not trying to deal with?
I think it's all of the above.
Okay.
I think it's that the game has changed so much.
It has.
And... like, I was raised a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay, so let's talk about that. Okay. How would you envision, like, the starting of...
like, the date has died. Like, the concept of a date is dead.
Running through with a bottle? Come through with a bottle?
You come through with a bottle. Maybe not even a bottle. Maybe just come to my house.
And let me bang you out real quick?
I got a futon, no snacks. Like, what? And that's, like, I know so many people who that is what they... like, I don't know really anybody... out of my crew that's single that's been on a date recently.
Really?
Okay, well, no.
So how are they having conversations? Are they just DM? So is it sliding up in the DMs? Is that what it is?
Or like meeting people out at like the club, I guess.
So the club is still... hey, this is good. This is good. So the club is still a place.
Yeah, but... yeah,
but people don't really party anymore, right? Like, everybody goes to strip clubs now.
What? Who do you hang out with?
Listen, I'm good... in these streets.
People go to strip clubs. Not up here, though. Not in Seattle. We don't have
some people are still partying and still...
I don't know where people go, to be honest. I think they might just be in their houses under the covers, worried about global warming. I don't know.
Okay, so how do you feel about the apps like Tinder and Coffee Meets Bagel and all that
stuff?
Like, would you go there? Like, for you personally,
no,
would you start there?
Because somebody fucked me up with that. They told me that, like, it links to your Facebook and then everybody's in your business. So you gotta...
such and such, swipe right on such and such. Damn it, man. Hey, like. Damn it, man.
Oh, like when you called me out about going to adult prom.
Listen, that wasn't me snitching. That was Facebook snitching. And I was like, like. I might have put a couple LOLs under that. hey, your girl said the same thing. She was like, damn it, man.
But she's going.
You know who you are.
But no, that's just too, because
it's
you
too
know,
public.
And okay. And what I'm looking for is so specific that I know people are going to see me on there and be like, God damn, you 31 and you on Tinder, bitch. like when the homies is going to hit me up, be like, bitch, I saw you on Tinder.
And just be like, bitch. So I'm saying what you. Look, I just caught that. I just caught that. That's what the message is going to read. Bitch. See your ass on Tinder. Obviously, you're on Tinder, but you're on Tinder too. So, what are you trying to say?
I don't know.
All right. So no apps, no Tinder.
I mean, I guess, okay, I would try it.
You would try it. But probably. Tinder for a relationship or a Tinder just
bang one out from time
just
to
knock
time.
One out. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But I feel like what everything that I hear about Tinder is that, everybody,
that's what
what's going down.
That's
and so people approach you all fucked up. And even though it's like, why can't we just have this understanding that we're here to bang one out?
That's
and,
what.
Oh, go ahead. And, but approach me with some decency. Don't be like.
Well, my Tinder experience was like that. We kind of just, we met up at a bar and we were like, hey, so this is the situation. And she was like, yeah, this is the situation. It was like, all right, cool. And then you go from there. It's real honest. It's creepily honest. It's very efficient. We know why both parties are here. We're not playing any games.
But
and
I'm talking about the initial swipe in whatever direction you write. See, this is how out of the game I am. I'd be in the fucking classified ads.
The class, yes. What is it? The I saw yous. What is it?
Where misconnections.
Misconnect. There you go. Misconnections. Sweet, sexy man with the bagel on 23rd. So what? You guys, I'm waiting for somebody to read the paper and be like, that's.
But to me, it's so. The reason why it's so hilarious is because what are the odds, bro? What are the odds that you put a fucking ad in the newspaper, the physical newspaper? I'm not talking about Craigslist. I'm talking about the newspaper.
Is Craigslist an option?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I'm just throwing it out there.
But I do. I do go to Craigslist on a frequent basis.
Just to check it out?
Just to fucking.
Just to check out the function?
It's hilarious.
It's amazing.
It's hilarious.
It's amazing.
They have misconnections there, too. And I guess it's more. Damn, what if you were somebody's misconnection?
But you didn't know it?
You'll never know. What are the odds, bro?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't know if I want to be fucking with somebody who's writing in Craigslist misconnections.
Or who took out an ad in a physical newspaper.
They paid money to be I'm looking for you. Sounds kind of creepy.
Why didn't you shoot your shot?
Because listen. So, here's
so you wouldn't shoot your shot, but you would take out an ad.
It's all subliminals. You don't fuck with indirects. You don't fuck with indirects. See, this is why she can't do it. All right. But here's the thing. Because things are so impersonal now, swipe left, swipe right, and whatnot. And like you just said, coming up to somebody up on the street is kind of creepy. So how are they supposed to shoot their shot then? If they can't DM you and they can't, and you're not trying to get on the social media and you're not trying to do it face to face when you're at the coffee shop trying to sip your coffee and you're
okay.
I like your booty.
No. Okay, if I'm somewhere, an actual location,
okay,
you can approach me.
Okay.
You can shoot your shot.
So once you go into the store, you're fair game.
If I'm in the store.
If you're in the store.
But if I'm just walking down the street and I sense, oh my gosh, and dudes with that jog. The run-up jog.
I don't know about this.
No, you gotta know the run-up jog.
I've never hit a bitch with the run-up jog. No.
The one where you
Oh, I got you.
And you do that goofy jog that nobody
shout
does
at
any.
Shout yeah. Yep. I got you.
You know, I don't want to feel the run-up jog coming behind me. That's jarring.
The run-up jog. So, for anybody listening and you're trying to meet somebody, don't hit them up with the run-up jog. Continue on.
I can see it in my head. A dude running across the street.
Do you hear that horror music?
Or what I just heard coming up the steps.
Yo, listen, if we ever do one of those story time podcasts, we're having that dude running up the stairs.
Sound effects on deck, bro.
It's like a Danny Heech tried to run up the stairs.
Do you know how terrified I was?
Look, I saw the look on your face. And that's what I had to explain to you. I was like, oh no, this is real. I was like, just going upstairs. We're good.
Okay,
I'll put you in a scenario. So you're at the PCC, right? You're in the what? Okay, fine. You're at the fucking Red Apple.
No, I'm at Red Apple.
Okay. I was about to say, you're at the Safeway? What are we doing? The QFC? Albertsons?
No, too expensive.
Okay.
All the Albertsons shut down.
What is an out your way? What do you guys have? Do you have your own local kind of grocery store?
No, we got Safeway and Fred Meyer.
Oh, okay. Because we have Hagen. We don't got anything else. Like, all the other people didn't go.
Fuck Hagen.
Right.
Holding people up for avocados.
Listen, these motherfuckers wanted $8 for a bag of chips. I was like, y'all just out here ain't got no... And they put the little other grocery store that I used to go to out of business. But anyway. So, you're at the grocery store. Buying a bag of chips.
$8
bag of chips. Some dude runs into your car. Boom, Sade. No.
First of all, like, why did you run into my car though?
He's trying to get your attention. He's
boom,
trying to let you know.
Sade. First of all, no, decline.
Okay, all right. So, you're not the tallest woman in the world. There's something you want on the top shelf. You're doing your little tippy toe reach. And big old Berman, and some big old bald black dude named Birmingham, tight ass shirt comes up. He's like, I got
this
you,
is
little
too
lady.
Specific.
What? Okay, so random dude, you're trying to read something. He says, here, I got it for you. Let's try to spark up a conversation.
Yeah, I'm open to that.
You're open to that.
But he has to catch me though, because I'm going to take the bag of chips at eye level and use it to knock down the bag of chips on the top level.
These are real problems. These are real problems.
Sorry, people. We gotta come up with real world solutions.
You guys gotta band together and make this happen.
I would just find another short person.
You guys can become like a minority group and be like, I demand that every grocery store has a step stool in it. It's discrimination to have it that high.
Yeah, we should band together. Hey, short people, hit me up at speakerboxseattle@gmail.com.
All right, so grocery store, but you mentioned the club. Why is the club still okay? Like, why is that still
because
an okay
place?
It's
the place? Only like place where you know people are going to be for that purpose.
But you said some girls just like to dance. They just come to
I mean, okay, you do like we do like to dance, and sometimes we just want to go out to dance. But you know that you're in a place where this is going on, so you can't be like upset about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's the fuck shit, right? Because then I've seen this. I never really approach bitches at clubs. It wasn't my thing. But
you never go to clubs.
That's true. Yeah, clubs just aren't my thing. I've been to anyway.
You've been to a club.
Yeah,
but
you saw me. I had the Kangol on.
And the sweater. The turtleneck sweater. Yeah, it was hot.
And the gold chain.
Tucked under the crease. Okay. What's worse, the tuck under the crease or when it's in your turtleneck?
When it's in the turtleneck and just flipped over. That's just, it's weird. It's weird looking. Like it is. It bothers everybody and nobody says anything about it. But you get this look on your face. You're just like, tuck that shit in or pull out. Like, oh, no. You know what it's like? It's like somebody's fly being open and just whipped it. You're like, what the fuck is that? Tuck that shit in. Do something with that. Okay, but here's the fuck shit, though, about being in the clubs, though. You approach a girl, Sade, buy her a drink. You know, you chat her up and whatnot. And I'm sorry, this is how I approach women. Sade.
It's just the total neck. Okay.
And they want to act like they don't know why they're here. And so it's like, what
then
the fuck? That's the fuck shit.
Then you just got to keep it, you got to slide to the left. Because, I mean, bitch, you know what's going on up in here. Like, you can decline, but you don't have to act funky about it. Like, you at church and I came up to you and tried to put my hand in your pants.
Like, listen, that was going to be my next one was church, but apparently it's just you going around putting hands in pants. How would you feel about, but see, here's the thing about it, right? The fuck shit that I find with meeting people is that you're usually around the same people, right? You're usually around people at work or with the homies or whatnot. And so those things kind of get commingled and feelings start to feel type of way. Cause you're around the person all the time. Right. Yeah. So how does that work? Right. So like if you're at a house party and you know, old boy is going to be there because you guys run in the same circle. It's like, do you make that move if you're recently single? Like, we've always kicked it anyway. We might as well see what's there. Or does that sound like...
I mean, you might as well.
That sounds like some fuck shit, even the way I explained it. I was like, this sounds like some fuck shit.
I guess you might as well, like, you just, know? Because there's nowhere to meet people.
You know what? How would you? I just thought about this. How would you feel about that being like your introduction back into the game? Be like, hey, you know, I'm rusty. Let's just hang out.
I need just a fling. I just need a real quick. So I probably not Tinder though.
Not Tinder.
I would just need a fling just to get it, just to get the juices going again. Just
okay.
Just a real quick, bam, bam.
Mm-hmm. And then move from there.
Then
because that can't cloud your job.
Go to my local library. I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this. Do you have any interests?
Podcasting.
Okay. Podcasting. Clubbing. Anything else?
I mean, clubbing's not really an interest. I like to dance, so I go out, but...
Okay, so what about like at a salsa club or something like that? Or...
That's funny. I'm going to one tonight.
There you go. There you go. So if some do, put on the moves, add some shiny shoes, and...
No, that was your... shiny shoes. But are we talking about me,
damn
though?
It, man.
Because
damn it, man.
We've determined that I'm a lost cause.
We've determined so that you're a different type.
Yeah, maybe we should make this a general.
Okay, so, in general, shiny shoes comes up on the dance floor,
I
sliding
don't know
and gliding.
Shiny shoes. I can't get past the scenario. Like, this isn't shiny shoes. Like
some dude with non shiny shoes comes up sliding
well,
and gliding.
Well, then why are you at the salsa club with Timberland boots? The guys.
Because you would approach him. That's why. Because you'd be like, do you really just roll up to the salsa club with some Timberlands? He'd be like, yeah, you like,
no,
I fucked with you. You got moxie.
Anywhere but a salsa club, bro. Because then you're just going to be stomping around. Like, you can't dance like that.
You can't dance like that.
Just stomping around in your Timberland boots. Like, you don't
but what if
no
he was
moves.
Still gliding and sliding in some Timberland boots?
Like, I'm like, this. Well, you know, Tim's ain't got no traction, so he might be sliding.
But you know what that means? That means you always wear these shoes. If you are able to slide and glide, and it's like these are your go-to shoes. If you're sliding,
I think that's why I can't date a New Yorker because I can't do like the Tim's are all season wear.
Okay.
But okay, let's.
Okay, I got. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Now I was just gonna say, all right. So let's say you're at a Super Bowl party. And it's with your girls and some dudes over there, and you guys are kicking it.
I mean, yeah, that's about.
Because it sounds like you're more of like a kicking it thing, right? Like if the environment's already there, we're supposed to be conversing. Then
yeah, but again, let's not talk about let's because we're getting real specific.
Okay, okay, okay.
You know, I just dance to the beat of my own drum. So for people that are like tuning in, like to get some advice about where to meet people, like I'm trying to be objective about this.
Okay.
So we already talked about the club.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the low hanging fruit.
Right.
But I think you start on a good point is probably identifying what your interests are.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that would be my go-to thing.
Like, would you sign up for events and adventures?
You know what? I almost did back in the day, but it wasn't for the dating. It's because the activities sounded actually fun. And
you know that shit's expensive as fuck, right?
Yeah, until I looked at those prices. Right, exactly.
And they don't include the cost of the activities.
No. No, it's just because I let you know about this event, so we're going to pay. And I was like, what? Just because we're facilitating, we're curating this event, we going to need that $45. And it's like, what? But no, they were doing like dope shit. It wasn't like, oh, just go into the... Well, some of them were just like going to the movies. I was like, I'm not going to the movies for no $45 fucking. But
what a mad large group of people.
Right, exactly. But no, one of them was like a football game or a baseball game, or they're going to do a happy hour. And I was like, oh, like that makes sense.
You know what I always thought about that though? I always thought that it probably would get real competitive. And then there would be like this weird like survivor dynamic.
Where
it was like the last one off the island.
My concern was it was going to be about 40 dudes and 3 females. And it was like, oh, now it's just a battle of the
high.
I don't
have time for that. For some reason, my sense is the only people paying those prices were women of
you
certain
so?
Age. I don't know. That's just conjecture. I've heard, like, busy people do it, but...
The numbers would say that there are more educated and wealthy women in the city.
I just can't imagine a man... Well, I guess a certain type of man, but that's not the type of man that I would be interested in. But we ain't talking about me.
The grimiest on the block. He's like, you know what I'm saying? Signed up for that events and adventures. You feel me?
We about
you know
to go play volleyball me and my, at sunset.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get it in. You know what I'm saying? I just bought some new shorts. You feel me? And what?
Be like, this is all confusing.
There's too much thought put into this.
You got a chain hanging out over the top of your turtleneck.
And the name of this episode is... turtlenecktchains.com.
Okay, so if you're not going to do something like Events and Adventures, because I think they have those pretty much everywhere, maybe like meetup.com, maybe?
I would do a meetup.com. I would do more things in a group event, because I feel like you would have options, right? Because if it's a one-on-one, you can't get out of it.
Competitive. What, there's,
why,
okay,
why are you afraid of competition? This is the second time you brought this up. What are we talking about? Oh, damn it, man. No,
we're good. Fucked everything up.
Apollo 11? Apollo 11, can you hear me? Over.
Oh, no! We're losing.
Apollo 1? Apollo 1, we're losing you. Apollo, are you? We've lost him, sir. Apollo 1 is down. It's not responding. I like how I went from 1 to 11. 11 to 1. Sorry.
I just don't,
I'm
like...
I'm mad we fell into that.
To me, competition, like, changes people's true personalities. And I'm really, like, I'm not competitive until I'm competitive. Okay. And then it gets real fucking intense, bro.
And it gets real fast?
It gets real fast. And shanks start flying, and punches are thrown, and you don't know me, bitches.
Weren't you getting down on fight night back in the day?
Yeah.
Weren't you knocking us out?
Yeah. Yeah, people were waking me up in the middle of the night. They were creating new characters just to try to beat me.
And you was knocking these
people out. I was knocking them out. I was like holding it down. I should have been in some tournament. And I don't know where that came from because I wasn't a big gamer like that.
Right.
I mean, I would, you know, play for certain games. But for some reason, Fight Night just came so natural.
She was like, something about punching in the face. She's like, I can do this all day.
Like,
I remember that.
Were feeling some type of way. Like, you don't understand. I would get woken up.
To be like, hey, let's get on these sticks real quick.
Get on these sticks. Like, it was like a controller, like, being flung at me. Like, get on these sticks.
And you were like, all right, ding, ding. And you start, okay, so who's your go-to person? We're getting off topic, but I'm curious now.
It was Roy Jones Jr. at the time.
Damn it, man.
Yeah.
Just knock it.
But this was back in the day, so, you know, I'm playing Zab Judah. Like, right. You know, like.
Zab Judah, damn it.
Or like Wiki Wright was also another one of mine.
Almost got on a boxing game just so I could knock out Adrian Broner. I was like, I just need to knock him out. Yeah. I was like, I just need to lay hands on him.
Yeah. Even though in some capacity.
Right, in some capacity. But anyway, you know what's fucked up? Like, he was on some interview and I was just like, yo, where's this at, bro? I was like, let's get this sparring session going right now. I don't know. I got really hot for some reason. And I was like,
but
let's
does it
go.
Disturb you to know that he would probably knock you out?
No, because here's the thing.
Unless you catch him with a smooth one.
Right, he doesn't have a chin. So you just have to weather the storm, right? And the thing about it is that he's cocky, right? So granted, he's very fast and he has a good, very good defensive technique.
Yeah.
But the thing is that he gets cocky and gets arrogant and he puts his hands down, but he doesn't have a strong chin. So if you can get in close and hit him once, it is over. So if we're playing the long game, no, I'm going to knock him the fuck out.
Do you know that one of my like favorite stories to retell is when you told me about when I asked you what do you do when somebody's just better than you in the boxing ring and they got the reach on you,
and then you just hold on, bro. You just hold on, or you go down, or you just fucking go down, bro. You just fucking go down.
That shit was so
because you have two options in the fight. And both options, listen, it's either you get in close because the person's got range on you and you work him in, or you got the range on him and you keep that motherfucker away from you. If both of those, if he's got the reach on you and he is not letting you get in close, he is whooping your ass, motherfucker, go down. Go down.
Oh,
you can wait for that lucky punch if you want to. But that's 36 fucking minutes of him whooping your ass. For that one opportunity to hit him back.
Just go down.
To just go down.
Oh, shit. All right.
But he would have to come down and wait anyway because he's heavier than me. If I were to get back into boxing shape, I'd be at 150. He's at 165.
I mean, I'm not organizing a fight. Sorry.
As you can tell, I'm like, I'm not opposed to this. If he was just like, yo, and I was like, okay, let's go. Let's see what happens. If I get my ass whipped, I'll get my ass whipped. It's cool.
What if he's like, but only UFC?
Nah, because I don't. No, because I have a real fear. I have a real fear of getting kicked in the head. It's a legit fear. Like, I don't, like, no, I don't do that.
That's like a really, like, when would you ever get kicked in the head?
I don't know. You want to know what it was? I was watching the video and, you know, some dudes were scrapping, blah, 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 blah. And the dude hits him with the boom, bop, bow, hits him on the ground, right? And dude's out. Like, he's out. He's knocked the fuck out. And dude comes back and hits him with a fucking field goal kick and kicks him in his fucking head. Yeah. That fucked me up. It fucked me up. That dude's head cocked all the way back. And I was like, no, no. I can get knocked out. Put hands. Okay, whatever. Getting kicked in the face. No. And I went to a UFC event and dude kicked him right in the fucking face. And Ronda Rousey went down to a head kick. All of these relevant.
Yeah, there's too many factors.
September 15th, 2002. No,
I'm sorry. Yeah, there's too many factors at UFC.
Oh, okay. So at a gaming event, how would you feel about that? Like if you're at a UFC event or a basketball finals and you're at a bar or whatnot, good place to meet? Objectively, would that be a good place to meet someone?
Yeah, but it's kind of like that thing with the movies, you know? Like if you're actually in the event, like if you're
then you're just annoying.
Well, yeah, it's like you're watching Ronda Rousey get beat up, and then you turn around and you're like, "Hey, how are you doing?" Like,
can we just address that bitch got her ass whooped
multiple times?
Amanda Nunes put so many hands on her.
Like it was actually kind of jarring. It was like, whoa! Like it was so quick and so decisive.
Right. It's like this was no competition.
Like none. And I'm like, bitch, how long did you knew this was your problem? You knew this was your problem.
You knew you didn't have hands.
You knew you didn't have hands. So unless I went and boxed my hands, I'm not fighting no more. Because these are real problems.
Yeah.
These are real problems. Now every bitch that wants to fight you got hands. Because they know that you ain't got no hands.
It's all takedown game with you. And some bitches got you on that too. So what do you do?
It's not like it was back in the early days of the UFC. Like you legitimately have to be able to do like multiple things.
Well.
Well.
Yeah.
So bitch, everybody knows that you coming for these legs. Like stop diving at my legs.
Listen, I kept telling people, we'll get back to it, but I kept telling people when they kept talking down on Amanda Nunes, I was like, you don't understand.
No, I
this bitch got hands. I was like, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not going to be a fucking cakewalk. This bitch has hands.
I didn't need to know any of her stats. I took one look at her and I said, no.
So this bitch is playing games.
I said, no, this bitch ain't playing no games. And then I knew she was from Brazil, and I was like, she's fighting to get out the hood. Like, there's shit on the line. Like, I took one look, and she had cornrows in her. And I was like, Rhonda, don't do it. Not her. Go find you some little young
some
thing.
Pretty bitch, yeah.
Some pretty bitch who wants to play fight. This bitch...
not playing games.
She's not playing no games. And she came in there and did not play man one game.
She said, listen, I don't get paid by the hour. I'm gonna punch this bitch in the fucking face and I'm gonna collect this
check.
It was
that first match, bro. You could see it. And she ain't got no chin.
She like, doesn't have a chin.
She was gone, like, again.
She was knocked out on her feet, like, yes. After the first punch. I was like, it's over.
Yes.
It's over.
And then when she went into the fucking cage, mm-hmm. She was knocked out, standing up. I was like, just go down. She's stronger than you, and she got the reach.
Right, she's stronger than you, and she's got the fucking reach. She did. She really did. That's a case in fucking point. She had the strength. She had the strength, and she was just better. She was just better.
She had ass. Why did they take that fight?
I don't.
You can't. If we go from no hands to hands, like you can't go from no hands to hands in like oh,
a year. Yeah, she was
not
a year.
Doing
yeah.
It.
Because Amanda was like, I've been had hands. Like, this is what I do.
All my life, I had to fight.
Run up. All right, so not a sporting event. So I'm guessing, so it sounds like the grocery store in the club.
Blackpeoplemeet.com.
Blackpeoplemeet.com. Okay, so we didn't touch it. How do you feel about people sliding in your DMs? Talk about it.
Did I get out my DMs?
Yeah.
Just get on my DMs. Because it's like, well, I mean, okay, I'm not going to say get on my DMs, but.
It's going down in the
But be careful how you slide into these DMs.
So if there's coming at you reckless, talk about Sade. It's just my go-to.
That seems to be your go-to. I don't know how you're supposed to slide into somebody's DMs tactfully, because it's either you're doing too much or you're doing too little. Like, if you talk about Sade, I'm like, well, we're not on the street. What is this? Like, or if you, hello, excuse me.
What if he does asterisks, jog up and clap? Sade.
I might give him a chance. If he was to call out the reference.
I think
I think we're missing the major one, though. We're talking about apps and stuff, but what about legit, like, profile style online dating. If you were to end up single today, you know that's the option that people of a certain age tend to go to.
Okay.
So can you imagine sitting down, filling out 45 web pages of questions,
and just
taking
disperse-
a professional headshot?
No, that's too much.
Of you being contemplative.
Hello, my name is Pensive. No, I can't imagine filling out a full profile. Like, because you're talking like militarymeetups.com and like, what is it? Christian Mingles or what's the big one?
Match?
Match.com. Thank you. I was going to say Madison Rain.
Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison.
No, that's not an affair. That's when you already got something, but you want a little more.
And you using your work email address. You dumb motherfucker, you.
No, okay. So since you won't fill out a full profile, I think eHarmony is the one where you got to sit down and fill out like 45
pages.
Yeah,
no, I don't got that kind of fucking
time. But okay,
time.
So say it's a real quick boom. It's a one-pager. What you into?
I can do a one-pager because you want to know why? It's because that's one of those things. It's one of those fillers, right? Like, this will be working while I'm not paying attention to it. I'll check it every now and then to see what it is, right? While I'm doing what I do.
So that's just something you would set up in the background, just to run in the background just in case. You know,
exactly.
You never know.
Exactly.
You might fuck around and get lucky.
You're on lunch and you're just like, who's this? Oh, they sent this about a week ago. Hey, let's see if they're still interested and send them something back. You know what I mean? And yeah.
I would have to get over the fact that I feel like online dating reeks of desperation.
So you're of that notion.
I think incorrectly, you know, because mm-hmm. I think that there's
25%
people...
of relationships. That's real.
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
real.
Sorry. I just looked around to see if that old white man in the eHarmony commercials was in here. Like, excuse me, sir, was this a commercial?
Like a good neighbor, eHarmony's here. Bing. No, I'm sorry.
I don't think that's the case, you know. Right. I think that people are busy, and then you get to the thing of where the fuck do you meet people? And it's like, you looking for somebody, I'm looking for somebody, but it still feels a little desperate to me.
Is it desperate or is it specific?
It feels like you gave up.
But you're thinking like typical traditional online dating, because like Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram, you don't consider online dating.
No, those like apps that you could use for a different purpose. But okay. I'm talking about I'm paying however much
those paying sites. I couldn't imagine.
But I would only if I was gonna do it, I would be all in, and I would go to a pay site because
like you buying bitches.
No. What is that?
I heard a buy site, and I was like, I thought I'm buying bitches. And I was like, is that what we're doing? Can we talk
yes,
about
I
that?
Would just buy a whole bunch of bitches and just live out my days.
Just go about your business. That would probably be me. I won't lie to you. If I'm 50 and it didn't work out, what the fuck are we doing? What the fuck are we doing? No, I got kids and shit, bitch. Just come through and come out. Like, this... No, I don't give a fuck about your day. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
You're telling me you would just start frequenting massage parlors?
I would just start. No, I would be one of those people that you got to have a card to be in like a classified member or something like that. You got to have a card,
oh,
and then you get
those
ones. Elite ones. Exactly. I would just be that.
Yeah, I just fucking think it goes. I think me and a friend went to. It was like one of those. We just looked it up. The like elite membership
right.
thing for like beautiful people.
Right.
These people weren't all that beautiful.
I feel like you would get better quality, though.
All I know is that if I got to the point where it was like online dating was like a real option for me, I'm going all in. Like,
really?
I'm not doing the little...
Even though you feel the way you feel about it, you would still go to...
Because then I would have had to make peace with myself that this is my fucking reality. And I don't want just somebody up on here... Because there's a lot of married men on those sites.
On those sites, fucking around, taking the ring off. Are they called switch ups? Somebody tried to put me to game.
Where you just take it
and put it on. You take it off when you online, and then you put it back on when you actually get back to the ring.
No, I know, but what is it? It's not like...
It's called switch ups or something.
Wait,
like
why
that.
Would you take it off when you online?
Because you it's feel guilty.
Like-
It's like you know when you it's like you know when you fucking somebody, right, and you cheating on them, and their picture's by the bed, and you just kind of put the picture down.
Well, I mean, that makes sense, because I don't want you looking at me, but...
Right.
But
so
the ring, though?
It's the ring, yeah.
Like, it transports you.
Wait, let me clear that up. Let me clear that up. I am not fucking bitches and knocking down pictures. Let's get that clear. Continue on.
It's not like you take off the ring and it transports you to ultimate dimension where you're not a fuckboy. Like,
yes, it does. It does. Listen, listen. Just like, it's like, boom. I am free. I'm not doing this while in a relationship. That's the chain. That's the chain. It's like, boom. It's symbolic.
That's not a real...
The symbolism.
It's symbolism. But that's it. That's all it is. It's not reality. It's make-believe. I can't believe that's a thing. It's like, just leave the fucking ring on.
Well, how you gonna show up on a date with a goddamn ring on? Letting a bitch know what it is and what it isn't.
Yeah, that. Go ahead.
Now, I don't call all women bitches.
Yeah, he calls most women bitches. 99% of the women he calls bitches.
But no, like, what the fuck are we talking? Yeah, I can't. I don't want to know what that would look like, me single.
I don't want to know what that would look like. But we got to give hope to our single viewers. There's places to meet people. And especially if you're younger. If you're around my age.
It's cold,
it's cold in these streets.
And fuckboys are running rapid.
I can't imagine. I just wish there, you know, honestly, I wish there was a site that was like, hey, I'mNotDesperate.com.
This is the fucking situation. This is the fucking situation.com.
This is the fucking situation where you could just get on there and be like, look, boom, 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 yada, yada. Mm. Like, I ain't even gonna, like, no stunts and shows, like, no professional headshot, no 50 pages of fucking favorite colors and belief systems. Just a more sophisticated Tinder, I guess.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see that. But how would you filter that, though? So that way, that's the type of people that you get.
Maybe you make it exclusive.
Okay.
So there's a screening process.
You have to have a job. You know what would be dope is if a high-class tender and it was like, listen, we only take these caliber of people and you have to put in information. We have to verify it. And then once you're verified, then we can put you in the system.
Yeah, your security systems would have to be on point because I ain't trying to get hacked and have them hacked.
I'm not talking about bank accounts and shit like that. I'm just talking about where do you work? I work here. Run the database. There's your name. Okay, awesome. You're verified. But just saying.
Maybe if you could do kind of like a mashup between like a dating site and like a background check site.
Because we know some of y'all motherfuckers lying. Talking about I'm a doctor. And no, you're a custodian at a hospital. That's what you are.
My dad told the funniest story about.
These are the breaks.
He was like, yeah, your aunt said she was dating an eye doctor. And she kept going on and on about how she was dating an eye doctor and he had a yacht. He was like, when I met him, come to find out, he's the little man in the back room that grinds. And he was like, in that yacht? He was like, it was a small tin fishing boat.
He's like, I don't know why you lying about this. Like, you should just be like, this is what it is and what it isn't.
Like, especially if I'm going to meet him.
What are we talking about?
Like,
I can't call it. I'm not for that fake it till you make it bullshit. Like, that's just, I let you know what it is and what it isn't. It's like, I got a tin boat. I got tin on these rims. And that's what the fuck it is. All right, so we got grocery store. We got, if you're going to go online, go all out and just be all into it. And we got,
and I like your thing though, just have it running in the background.
And just have it running, I like that too. And just have it running in the background. If you're a person who you're kind of, you know, a little bit weary of the online dating, just have it running off in the background and check it every now and then just to see what you get. Because then you will notice maybe by the traits that you selected why you're getting the people that are selecting you. And then you can start making adjustments to your personal life.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Learn from the results. Just look at it that way. Just be like, hey, I keep getting fuckboys. Maybe there's something I'm doing.
Or maybe there's just an abundance of fuckboys.
Who are out here in these fucking streets. But if you want more fuckboy talk, or if you have any comments, questions, or if you want new episodes, tell them where to go, Smurf and Derpy.
If you want what he was talking about, send us an email at speakerboxseattle@gmail.com. That's speakerbox normal spelling.
People going to our website.
gmail.com. But if you want to find other episodes, go to one of our various platforms, being iTunes, iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic. And please rate, review, and subscribe, because that will do us a lot of good. And if you would like just to fuck around on a website, go to speakerbox.com. That's SPKRBX.
SPKRBX.com. Boom.
And I hope this wasn't too depressing. Like, if you're 30 and above, you'll meet somebody around 40 when people get divorced. And there's, like, that available pool. You know, because there's, like, that available pool of, like, 40-somethings with kids.
Bro, it's hard in these streets. That's what I know. I don't know about this pool that you're talking about.
It's like a dry time. Because isn't this when people are, like, settling down and having kids and stuff?
And there's always that stigma that if you're 40 and you ain't got it together, there might be something.
No, but that's like the divorce crowd. Like, I tried it with that motherfucker. We had some kids. We're divorced now.
But then
I'm over 40. I'm totally about online dating.
Really?
I will totally do online dating.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to a club.
You're not going to be in these streets?
No. For what? Find what?
And you know it's only going to continue to regress, right? So by the time you're 40, the fuckboyness is going to be on another level.
What do young fuckboys, what's the long-term plan for young fuckboys?
They don't have a long-term fuck plan. They hold a bitch up like Simba.
So are they going to be old fuckboys?
Yes.
What does that look like?
It's just an old fuckboy. You know that, you know somebody's uncle. That's who it is. It's that one uncle that's on the couch.
Hoping for
drinking a 40, kicking it.
You know what I'm hoping for? You know how people like
didn't bring nothing to Thanksgiving, but he got first one with a plate.
You know, like
packing two plates to leave.
I'm 30,
I'm talking to
but
you.
I still look good and stuff, and I'm still stylish.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like because of the internet age and YouTube and stuff and social media and whatnot, like you look better earlier. Like you don't go through the awkward phase in puberty because you got YouTube videos, and then you look better older than in life because you got the resources and whatnot. Because remember what people like in their 30s like 10 years ago looked like? Washed up.
Yeah.
Washed up, out of style, all that. I'm hoping dudes look better
at 40?
At 40 than they do presently.
They will. I think for guys it's taking them a little bit longer to get their shit together, but they will get their shit together.
Okay.
So you might have a better pull at 40.
Okay.
But these 20s... That pool's looking real. It's looking real.
I just hate it when you can tell the decade a man stopped giving a shit.
And these bitches, too. Some of these bitches.
Like, your curl is wetting up everything, bro. And either pull the chain all the way out the turtleneck. Or stuff it back in.
And I say this, we're going to end like this. To all you frumpy bitches out there, listen, if you want to be frumpy and shit, do what the fuck you need to do. But don't be frumpy and talking about I'm looking for somebody. That don't make no goddamn sense.
Wait, hold on.
Shave your fucking shit. Get your shit together.
What's
and be
your
the
definition of frumpy?
You know what a frumpy bitch looks like. You want to know why? It's because when you see them walk, the adjective you think is, damn, that bitch is frumpy as a motherfucker. Now listen, if you married, you got six kids and you good, frump it out. Do what the fuck you need to do. But if you in these streets, bitch, you better get it together because another bitch will. And this is Frank Massachusetts.